The opening concert of the 53rd Moravian Autumn Festival will begin with William Walton's lively overture Portsmouth Point, a piece inspired by the bustle of a noisy harbour and often described as a real challenge for conductors. Maria Kucherová, head of the Moravian Autumn Festival, explains the inspiration behind this year's programme.
Actually, the idea of the newest edition of the festival Moravian Autumn was very much inspired by Sir Charles Mackerras as a big personality. And therefore, we invited three excellent British orchestras to Brno. And these are the orchestras which were the orchestras of Sir Charles Mackerras. So one of them is the BBC Concert Orchestra. And the special repertoire for this orchestra is the British music. And I would say the British, let's say, lighter music like Sullivan or Wharton or Elgar, which is the music extremely popular in Great Britain, not that much here in Czech Republic. And we wanted very much to reflect also this British part of the personality of Sir Charles Mackerras. And he was big fan of especially this kind of repertoire. So that's an homage to Sir Charles Mackerras again.
Alongside Walton, the opening night will feature more British classics, including one of Mackerras's favourites, Elgar's Enigma Variations. The concert will then turn its focus to Czech music, culminating in Leoš Janáček's Sinfonietta, one of the composer's most celebrated works. Maria Kucherová again.
It's very brave, very popular, this important role of the fanfare, the opening and closing fanfares. And we agreed with the orchestra and the conductor, fantastic Finnish female conductor Anna-Maria Helsing, to bring to add this special work as a homage to Leoš Janáček. And this performance will be empowered also by the presence of the special musician playing these fanfares, which are the Prague Castle Guard and Czech Police Band from Prague. So I think the final piece of the concert will be really very much festive and very popular here.
The choice of Janáček is no coincidence. As Kucherová explains, he was Sir Charles Mackerras's most beloved composer, whose music he tirelessly championed throughout his career.
He spent a lot of time in the Janáček archives, studying special details of the Janáček manuscripts, and wanted to be as close to the original Janáček's idea of his music. So all of this led to the big knowledge and big reputation. He was a real Janáček expert, working very often with Brno Philharmonic Orchestra and also with the Prague Orchestras, but mostly bringing this love and this expertise to the United Kingdom. He was the one who really introduced Janáček to the British audience, and the British audience loved Janáček since that time. And then from UK, the love and reputation of Janáček music spread over the whole world.
Over the course of the two-week festival, audiences can look forward to works by Mozart, Beethoven and Handel, three of Mackerras's most cherished composers. The festival will also highlight his passion for Baroque music with a performance of Handel's opera Solomon. In addition to BBC Concert Orchestra, the two other leading British ensembles will appear at this year's festival, the Scottish Chamber Orchestra and the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment, both of which enjoyed long collaborations with Mackerras. Before the opening concert, the Leoš Janáček Foundation will present the Sir Charles Mackerras Award to a Czech conductor under the age of 40. The ceremony will be attended by his daughter Catherine, and as Mrs. Kucherová points out, it is only the second time the award will be presented.
The first winner of this award was now very popular conductor Jakub Hruša from Brno and now in London. So I think it's very prominent award, and we are looking very much forward to this name, but I cannot tell. It's a really secret, and it will be open just at the opening concert.
For those unable to make the trip to Brno, Sunday's opening concert in the Janáček Theatre will be broadcast live on Czech Radio's Vltava station.